Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to protecting your family financially, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, as counting continues in the Ireland South and Midlands Northwest constituencies, with still only one MEP elected across those two constituencies so far, the political parties are dissecting the election results. Labour won an MEP seat in Dublin with Éan Ó'Riordán, while Fianna Fáil is still in the hunt for two MEP seats in Midlands Northwest and Ireland South. To discuss the political fallout, we're joined now by Jack Chambers, Minister of State at the Department of Transport and the Department of Environment, and by Labour's Duncan Smith, TD for Dublin Fingal, and you're both welcome to the programme this evening. And Jack Chambers, I'll come to yourself first, and we might look at Midlands Northwest. Realistically, do you think you're still in with a shout for a second seat there?
Well, look, we know the transfers are obviously spreading across all the candidates, and we still have to see the transfer from Niall Blaney to Lisa and Barry. But we are, we have to see how that goes, but we are certainly in the mix there, and more so in the mix probably in Ireland South with Cynthia Murcu. And it's been a really positive day for the party, seeing us increase the representation of MEPs that we have across the three constituencies when all the votes are counted, obviously in with a chance for an additional seat as well. So I think that speaks to the really positive campaigns that each of the candidates brought across the three constituencies. And we haven't had a seat, for example, in Midlands Northwest for 10 years now. So that's a really positive result for the party.
Yeah, you could have had two seats there though, could you? I mean, I know you still might, but running three candidates, was that a mistake?
Well, look, we'll assess, like every party, you put your best foot forward around electoral strategy. It's a really broad constituency, obviously spreading across nearly half the country, and the decision was made to have three candidates in the geographical configuration that they reflected. But we'll assess that in the aftermath of this when the votes are counted, and obviously that'll inform future electoral strategies. But I think it's been a really strong result for the party, improving our vote share in some of the European constituencies. And I think when you think of the local elections, we've three consecutive elections now where we'll be the largest party of local government with 248 councillors. I think that speaks to do really positive grassroots campaigns and the candidates that we had, the vibrancy and the ambition and the positive message they brought around delivering for communities, as well as the party and government that we've sought to listen and respond to the core issues that people have had, and we're serious about delivery. But just to be honest, we've still lost
seats though, haven't you? And I was speaking to your government party colleague Alan Farrell from Fine Gael a little earlier on, and I was questioning this narrative from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that this is a great election for you guys, because you are at your lowest share combined of the vote, as Paul Murphy was pointing out in the Dáil yesterday, ever. The fact that you're both celebrating the fact that you lost seats but you didn't lose that many seats, does that mean you were really expecting a drubbing from the electorate?
No, I think, look, Ireland has moved closer to the European norm with much more fragmented, volatile political landscape, and you and others in would be often assessing opinion polls where we were apparently at 15, 16 or 17%, and we've ended up close to 23%, and again the largest party of local government, and that speaks to our strength of candidates on the ground, the positive message they bring and the ambition and hope that they bring for the communities that they represent. So I think as a fair measure, no one would have predicted Fianna Fáil winning the number of seats that we achieved in the local elections, or indeed the percentage vote that we achieved. And when you compare that...
And why not, do you think? If Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are doing such a good job in government, as you tell us you are, then why was everybody predicting that you were going to lose many seats?
I'm just saying they're predicting that because of the central focus and narrative that exists around opinion polls every weekend, where that they're published saying that we're on 15 or 16%, when in fact the percentage is a lot different than that. But what I would say is we appreciate the support that we received in communities, and we don't take it for granted. We're all focused on our job getting back to our job in government around preparing a budget focused on housing, cost of living and improving public services. And the job for many of the councillors elected is to represent the issue issues that were brought to them over the last number of weeks. Yeah. And we listen as a party and we try and respond in a positive way. And that's okay. Our focus. The election is over and we're focused on the future.
This election is over for now and we might get on to that in just a second. But I want to bring in Duncan and Duncan Smith. You're very welcome to the programme. The Labour Party, a big win for you guys in Dublin yesterday with returning an MEP, Eoin Reardon. But nationally, 5.3% is what you're looking at with the local elections. I mean, it's fine. Are you happy?
Overall, we're happy. Obviously, Eoin's win in Dublin, our first MEP election win in Dublin since Punchy's Thrust in 2009, is a huge fillip for the party. And it was a great campaign. And, you know, we sent 55 councillors out. We got 56 back. So obviously, we would like to have increased that. But we are happy because we've had growth in areas like Cork, we've gone from 1 to 3, Galway 1 to 3, places like Kilkenny and Sligo, traditional heartlands, we have representation back there. So that's big for us. Like I remember 2019 where we got similar local election results, but it didn't feel like we had the growth and development and bringing forward of new candidates that we new councillors that we've had now. So, you know, we're not over egging it, but we are very happy with the results, with the people we've gotten through. But even people like, I mean, where I grew up, we had a lad, John Lonergan, rang 19 years old, a short campaign. He didn't get elected, but he had nearly 500 votes. And I was speaking to him in the council centre last night, and he's dying to keep going and keep representing and put himself forward again. And that's been replicated with other candidates who hit the crossbar or just fell short. So it feels a lot better. Okay. And that, again, regeneration in traditional heartlands with Eoin's win, it feels
there's a bit of momentum.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I know your party leader, Ivana Bacic, was talking to reporters in the RDS, and she was saying she wants to work and collaborate with other parties who share the same values as Labour, such as the Green Party and the Social Democrats. Firstly, when it comes to the Social Democrats, I mean, Holly Kearns couldn't be clearer. She's no interest, for example, in a merger. Do you think when Ivana Bacic is talking about collaboration, what does she mean?
We're not talking about the M word. We're talking about collaboration with like-minded parties, groups and independents. I mean, we could see that. The electorate are already there. We can see that in the transfer patterns. The toxicity around Labour is gone. You know, we could even see that. I mean, we saw the people before Profit themselves wrote to us a week out from the elections looking to add us to their vote left, transfer left arrangements, you know. So
we heard from Bree Smith this morning. You know, she was talking to Claire Byrne about that, but one of the things she was saying, that if you're talking about a vote left transfer left, and she was speaking particularly in relation to Sinn Féin, but I presume this would also apply to the Labour Party, is that they want to see people who are part of that vote left transfer left pact to rule out going into coalition with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yeah, like what we want to see is for people who are wanting to vote on the left and vote for progressive politicians on the left, that they will work together and will transfer to each other. The people are already doing that. We
to
saw
what
that
end, though? I suppose that's
over.
The question. That's what Bree Smith is saying. So if people sort of listen to you and do that and vote left and transfer left, and then the left, a couple of left parties like yourselves or the Social Democrats or whoever it might be,
strong,
say at the end of that, we're going to, you know, prop up a Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil government. Is that what the voters are voting for if they vote left transfer left?
No, it's not about propping up anything. But if we have, let's say, the three parties that ourselves, the Social Democrats and the Greens, and if People for Profit wanted to be involved in that, like, you know, Breeds, with all due respect to Breeds and the People for Profit, they aren't the guiding lights or they don't direct policy on the left. But if we're all working together, we could actually form a strong bloc that could enter a government and be part of a government to actually make effective change on the left. Not about propping up or not about being a very small part of government, which is difficult for any party on the left, as we know, to our detriment. So, look, you know, the one thing about Eoin's campaign was about having an open heart and about having a positive message, and benefited ultimately with an MEP seat because he got transfers from those on the left. We saw that in my own constituency of Fingal, where we've seven seats. We had a clean sweep in my constituency of Labour candidates, and we got transfers from parties on the left that wouldn't have come to us in recent elections. So it is positive, and it is about affecting real change and being serious about that.
All right, I want to go back to Jack Chambers, and looking forward to the general election, whenever that might be, Jack, and we might talk to you about that in a second. But one of the features of the discussions over the last couple of days has been relations between the government parties, between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and particularly the Green Party, and the Green Party saying they came under attack by their government parties throughout the campaign. I wonder, when you look now at the Independent Alliance, for example, and how well they're doing and how well independents in general have done in this election, is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael looking, or Fianna Fáil is all you can speak to, looking at the independents and thinking, well, perhaps they're a more natural partner for the next coalition if that's the way the votes go?
Look, we know the volatility of politics and of elections, so who knows what the Irish public will vote for come the next general election. My absolute focus as a minister and as someone representing Fianna Fáil in government is that we maximise delivery between now and whenever the next election is called on housing, on cost of living and on delivering progress around public services and a break for families. And on that point, of course, there'll be competition and between all parties and all independents on maximising their vote share. But it is about the platform that people that's put to the people. And from a Fianna Fáil perspective, you know, we're focused on the future. We had, you know, a devastating result for Sinn Féin, where they brought a very negative shadow.
Well, they don't think it's devastating. I mean, they think actually they had a good day because they increased their seats.
Well, of course, that's what they're spinning to yourselves and others. But when you think that they're on 35% in certain polls a few months ago...
Well, they increased their seats. You lost seats. You know, well, I mean,
if you buy that line, very few analysts now would buy that line from Sinn Féin as a party that, you know, was 35% across multiple opinion
polls.
Can I
ask you about, you're talking about the platform that will be put to people, and we saw an awful lot of transfers between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil voters in this election. I know we've seen that in the past, but it's increasing and it's increasing. I mean, you know, there isn't even a cigarette paper now, is there, between the two?
I'm just looking at the European counts. We're getting transfers from the Social Democrats. We've got good transfers from Labour. We got drug transfers from independent candidates.
I suppose my question, I'll phrase it differently so maybe it might be clear. What's the difference between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in terms of the offering that will be put to the electorate in the next general election?
We'll be developing an independent manifesto on our own front in terms of having our own policies and platform for the next general election, whenever it's called. And we'll be offering that to the Irish people whenever the election is called, as I've said. But we're getting transfers. I've heard this narrative in the last couple of days that, you know, it's like a transfer just from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael or vice versa. As I've said, many of our candidates across council at the council and European elections were gratefully received transfers from multiple parties and independents within communities. So it's not okay. You're seeing that in the European Council.
Okay,
as well.
I'm going to ask you finally. Alan Farrell was saying to us earlier, the latest we can see any by-elections is mid-January, and I put the same question to you as I put to him. We're never going to see those by-elections, are we? There's going to be a general election first.
No, I don't agree. If you've heard the Taoiseach to speak to this, that we're, you know, governments have to fight by-elections when they arise, and we're committed to going the full term. And again, this election. Of local and European elections has passed, and we're focused on the work.
Okay.
And that's what we need to do.
Jack Chambers and Duncan Smith, thank you both very much for joining us.